You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Mobile phone exports from India will grow more than fivefold to $50 to $60 billion in the coming time, from about $11 billion last year, Union IT and Communications Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said. Speaking at a fintech event on Wednesday, the minister said employment in the electronics manufacturing sector will increase from about 10 lakh at present to 25 lakh in the coming days. He said that 10 years ago, India imported 98% of mobile phones, and at present, 99% of the devices are made in India. Mobile phones worth $11 billion were exported last year. In the coming days, you will see exports to tune of $50 to $60 billion. Moving on, Indraprastha Gas Limited grapples with over 6% slump in its share following the city gas distributor's decision to slash compressed natural gas prices by Rs 2.5 in Delhi and the National Capital Region, previously priced at Rs 76.59 per kg. The new rates reflect a reduction to Rs 78.70 per kg in Noida, Greater Noida and Ghaziabad, while in Gurugram, CNG prices are adjusted to Rs 80.12 per kg, from the earlier Rs 82.62 per kg. This move by IGL follows the announcement by state-run Mahanagar Gas, which slashed CNG prices by Rs 2.5 per kg to Rs 73.50 per kg. MGL witnessed a 15% decline in its stock on Wednesday. Up next, experts and banks welcomed the Reserve Bank of India's directive that said issuers of credit cards shall not enter into any arrangement or agreement with card networks that restrains customers from availing the services of other networks. The directive means customers will now be able to choose from card networks such as Visa, MasterCard and others at the time of issuance. The RBI's recent directive is a significant milestone in fostering a more customer-centric approach with the credit card industry. By mandating the availability of multiple card networks for customers, it is embracing a culture of choice and empowerment, said Suresh Shukla, CBO, SBI Securities. Moving ahead, renewable energy solutions provider Suzlon Group on Thursday said it has secured a 72.45 megawatt wind power project from Juniper Green Energies Private Limited. As part of the project, Suzlon will install 23 wind turbine generators with a hybrid lattice tubular tower and a rated capacity of 3.15 megawatt each at the client's site at the Dwarka district in Gujarat, a company statement said. The company will supply the wind turbines, equipment supply and execute the project with a scope of supply, provision and commissioning. Additionally, Suzlon will undertake post-commissioning operations and maintenance services, according to the statement. JP Chalasani, CEO, Suzlon Group said, "We are delighted to announce our third order in just a few months." In other news, the National Cadet Corps Directorate and the Commerce and Transport Department of Odisha have signed a memorandum of understanding to launch the Junior Rakshak Initiative. The strategic alliance will collaborate on creating awareness in education and training around road safety, with a shared goal of creating a culture of preparedness and swift response among citizens. With the signing of the MOU, Odisha embarks on a journey towards a future where road accidents are minimized, lives are saved, and communities thrive. Tukuni Sahu, Minister of Commerce and Transport Department and Water Resource Department, also inaugurated the automated driving testing system at six locations, namely Angul, Thankanal, Rourkela, Sundergarh, Kionchad, and Ganjam. Meanwhile, Volvo has launched the single motor variant of the XC40 Recharge at an introductory ex-showroom price of Rs 54.95 lakhs ex-showroom. Bookings for the XC40 Recharge will be exclusively online and can be done on the Volvo Car India website. The XC40 Recharge single motor is assembled at the facility in Hoskote, Bengaluru, Karnataka, along with the existing vehicle lineup. Pre-booking for the car begins today. The new XC40 Recharge variant is powered by single motor that develops 238 bhp and 420 Nm of peak torque, enabling the SUV to accelerate from 0 to 100 km/h in 7.3 seconds, while its 69 kWh battery pack delivers a WLTP range of 475 km. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in positive territory on March 7th. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 19.50 points or 0.09% higher to settle at 22,493.55, while the BSE Sensex gained around 33.40 points or 0.05% to settle at 74,119.39. The broader indices closed in the green, with gains led by small-cap stocks. Flipping the trend, Bank Nifty lost 129.60 points or 0.27% to settle at 47,835.80. Tata Steel, Bajaj Auto, Tata Consumer, JSW Steel and Tata Motors were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while M&M, BPCL, Reliance Industries, Axis Bank and ICICI Bank were the major losers in the Nifty 50 on March 7th. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.